Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is a very uncomfortable story. They say you should let the dead lie peacefully. And that's something this man allegedly did not do. But in sharing this man being caught and letting people know, like, if you commit this crime, you're going to be in trouble, you also might be encouraging other people to do this. Because when there is this much money to be made on stuff just lying around where no one else is hanging out, all of a sudden, the morals you thought you had may not be as strong as you think they are. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, Kimmy in the big girl chair this morning. Now that Terry's gone, she gets her rightful spot back.
I know. Put my feet up in the break.
Terrible Time Timmy hanging out behind the board. Thanks for being here, buddy.
You betcha. A
42-year-old man has been arrested after an incident at a Pittsburgh cemetery. It happened at the White Haven Memorial Park, and police say a worker at the cemetery spotted this 42-year-old man grabbing bronze vases.
Caught him in the act.
You got it, vases. Well, they saw him doing it, but they didn't catch him in the act. He was able to escape and without being caught, whatever. Authorities say he grabbed 79 of these bronze vases.
Yeah, I saw the picture with them all laid out.
And yeah, he managed to get away. So he's doing this for the scrap. He wants to sell these things for scrap metal. So the Monroe County Sheriff's Department put out a call to all of the scrap metal places buying in the area. And sure enough, police say this guy showed up at one of those places trying to sell his 79 bronze vases. That's how they caught him.
Yeah.
And you may be thinking, how busted is this guy? How much could he make from stealing?
Is it worth it?
Yeah, you got it. Turns out it is. Because according to 13 Wham, those 79 bronze vases that he took were worth over $11,000 in scrap metal. Were you guys aware that bronze got...
I saw this. I thought like one of them was worth the majority of the...
Was that the case?
I could be wrong, but I thought like he had taken like one that was worth a ton compared to the others.
Okay,
he hit on one.
I may have read the story wrong. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. That would actually make more sense.
Yeah.
What does bronze go for scrap right now?
A lot, I guess, if you find the right type.
Okay, what is the right type of bronze?
I don't know.
Type of bronze?
What is the
gold?
Right
type?
Like, what is bronze used for? Why is bronze valuable? What would they be scrapping for bronze? A whole bunch of medals at the Olympics?
Right. Yeah, what's made? What is it? Majority of it used for?
Because like when I'm on Instagram and I see like these like, you know, like metal scams, right? Like they're like, buy silver, buy gold. You never see
buy bronze,
right?
Yeah.
Timmy?
Worth $2.50 a pound.
$2.50 a pound.
Okay. But I think you would need a lot of those little...
Well, he had 79 of them.
But $2.50 a pound?
How much would they have? Okay. We're so bad at math. Why does it always come down to math? All right. If they're $2.50 a pound.
Yeah.
So that means 79... Damn it.
79
every 10, two. Every 10 would be worth $25.
Okay.
Okay, if they were a pound a piece.
So, yeah, he had to find one that was worth way more.
Unless these things were 10 pounds a piece, right? So that means $25
per. They're small. Like, there's the things that are attached to the...
No, they're not that small. They're like that.
Are they? I thought they were pretty small.
I guess these things could be 10 pounds a piece, in which case they would be worth $25 for each times 10 would be 250 times 8. No, we're still not at $11,000.
I don't think we're
Why
there
is
yet.
This so hard? Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Obviously, what this guy did was illegal and despicable, right? Like, there are, these are things at the cemetery that the families of the dead are using to honor their loved ones. That being said, $11,000 for something that no one is paying attention to?
What are you trying to weigh it in your head?
I mean, the guy's in serious trouble,
yes.
Right? Yeah. And because, by the way, because he's a predicate felon, he's got no bail. But taking the punishment out of it, does stealing from the dead morally make you a better or worse thief than someone who steals from the living? And I'm asking sincerely.
Probably worse.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds worse.
Okay, but can you give me your... Look, I'm with you. I'm with you when you say it out loud.
I mean, you're stealing from that family. Like, you're stealing from people who are still potentially around to that leave flowers at the grave, that go visit the grave site.
Yes,
so,
you're right.
So you kind of are stealing from the dead and the living at the same time.
Okay, fair enough. And you are hurting these families that just wanted to honor the memory of the people they love. Counterpoint, and I'm not defending what he did, but counterpoint. You don't need that bronze vase every day to function,
right?
As the family or the dead person, right? Person who's passed.
You're not you're kind of destroying the headstone potentially.
But I mean, it's still a headstone. If you steal from someone that's living, right? Like, they'll have to replace whatever it is you took. That person may now feel violated and scared, which could affect how they go on a daily basis. And like, that thing that you took from the living person may be something they need on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, it could be something irreplaceable as well.
So does that mean it's better to steal from the dead?
If you're going to steal from somebody, it might as well be from somebody who's not alive.
That's
okay, Timmy.
I mean, Timmy's coming in hot. Somebody had to say it, I guess.
And I guess the hope is if you're stealing from a grave site, it can be replaced.
Yeah,
right.
But I mean, the same argument can be made. Like, if you steal someone's car, you can replace that person's car.
Right.
But it affects them getting to where they got to go. But that person,
I'm going to stick with is still worse is steal from the dead.
Okay, but it's just because you feel icky about it?
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
It's just saying that out loud.
252 WCMF. Morally, is it better or worse to steal from the dead than it is from the living? Because I mean, it is surprising you don't.
I guess if you believe in an afterlife, let them rest in peace, right? Maybe this disturbs that. Right. I guess the unknown part of it is what keeps me sticking with the stealing from the dead is worse.
So would belief in an afterlife keep criminals from doing something like this?
You would think so, because that's why people see it as wrong, right?
Oh, I don't know. Like, okay, it was around this time on Friday. We were talking to Terry Clifford about mediums, you remember, right? I mean, if you do believe in ghosts and all that jazz, if you steal from a whole cemetery of dead folks, one of them is going to haunt your ass, right?
Yeah, you're taking a risk.
Can they follow you home from the cemetery?
I don't know. Like, does that bad karma follow you around the rest of your life now? Like, are weird things going to start happening to you because you did that?
Well, you'd also have to believe in karma. A lot of believing things going on.
Yeah, but maybe you believe in all that stuff.
I mean, to your point, if it's karma, that karma got him here. The police got ahead of him, and that's how he was busted, if the allegations are true. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this 42-year-old man who was arrested for stealing bronze vases, whatever, from the Whitehaven Memorial Park Cemetery. He grabbed 79 of them. Police say the scrap metal for the bronze vases were worth $11,000. By the way, Paul writes us on Instagram, says that bronze is really dense and a lot heavier than steel or iron or brass. So maybe he did have $11,000.
Okay.
What was so... Damn, I wish you had the computer in front of it. I can't find the story. Sam writes, the $11,000 is the value the cemetery charges to rent one out to the grave, not the melt value. Okay, that makes more sense.
Oh, I see.
So what you're spending to have the vase, not what it's going to cost.
Yeah, the scrap value is like $300 in total, but the value of the vase, if you were to buy it at the store or whatever, is $80.
$300, still more than I thought it would have been. I mean, it's pretty...
I also wonder, like, where this guy thought he was going to sell it, where they weren't going to know where these things came from.
That's a good question.
Because you don't see a lot of those specific vases around. I don't think you could just go buy them at the store, can you? Like, they're made that way for a reason.
Well, yeah, I also don't know why you'd have 79 of them, right? Unless, like,
it wouldn't be a red flag to whoever's purchasing it.
It's not like cemeteries go out of business.
Yeah.
Unless you make the argument, you know, I own a cemetery and we're replacing all of the bronze vases, but that would take a lot of backwards. Well, here's the thing, though.
Are there people that own cemeteries?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. How else would they work?
I guess I never thought of that.
Yeah.
So how like else? if somebody could like buy and sell a cemetery.
How else would you put someone in a cemetery if someone didn't own the cemetery?
You're right. You're right. I just never thought of it that way, that there's an owner
there's
of that cemetery.
Everything.
Wait. Okay.
How often do those things go up for sale? Or do they just stay in the same families forever?
I've never
seen a cemetery for sale.
Well, why would you buy? Okay, I guess you would buy a cemetery to make money on the cemetery. Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
I don't either.
But like, what's the one off of Dewey Avenue in Greece? Like that massive one. They got the mausoleums there. You know which one I'm talking about, right? I assume there's a family or company that owns that charges people for the space inside the cemetery, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
You got to pay the grounds workers.
Yeah, there's a whole crew.
Unless it's like a federal, state, whatever, like something like Arlington that's run by the government. I mean, somebody's got to own it. Is that freaking you out?
Kind of a little bit.
Why are you so
freaked
out?
But I think I'm not freaked out. I guess I'm just, my eyes have been opened to a whole new world of owning a cemetery. I never thought of that as a career.
You're in your late 30s. How did you just realize?
Again, have you ever seen a cemetery of for sale?
No.
Like the Mount Hope Cemetery. Not really something you seek out, though, either.
No, but you would think like it would be in the news, like the cemetery's up for sale.
Okay, you bring up a good point, because the Mount Hope Cemetery, the most famous cemetery in Rochester, you can still bury people in the Mount Hope Cemetery. Timmy, could you Google who owns the Mount Hope Cemetery? Is that a Rochester thing?
Yeah, maybe it's owned by the city.
Are there not private owners of cemeteries?
I don't know.
No, I feel stupid.
I
just assume that there were. All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say you get an opportunity. Someone wants to sell you a piece of a cemetery,
mm-hmm.
and there's money to be made. Would you feel weird buying a cemetery?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's just something I don't want to mess with. I don't want to dabble in.
But you're helping people remember their loved ones.
Yeah, but I guess if something goes wrong, like if, you know, crimes are committed in this case, like I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to be responsible for somebody's loved one.
Timmy, who owns the Mount Hope Cemetery?
The city of Rochester.
Okay. So they're the ones making it. Can you Google privately owned cemeteries in Rochester, New York? Like, okay, so we know the price of everything is going up, right? Are the prices of burying loved ones going up? Because, like, you would have to pay, like, you know, more money for gas to dig holes, more money for people who work
in
there.
I would assume. It's never been cheap, right? I mean, like, people always, like, when somebody passes away, there's, like, sometimes a GoFundMe to help them bury that person.
But I assumed most of the money was going to, like, the coffin and the funeral and
like, all the services.
Simply
like lay them to rest.
Yeah, I've never really looked into like what it costs to like put them in a place and let them be there forever.
I always thought it was kind of expensive.
Timmy, go ahead, buddy.
There are a few, but I can't pronounce any of them.
Okay, great question. 252 WCMF. All right, now we're getting real, real loose on the terms of stealing from the dead. Again, talking about this guy accused of stealing 79 of those bronze vases from graves at a cemetery in Pittsburgh. We had asked, morally, is it better or worse to steal from the dead than it is a living? Connor writes, here's a question. At what point does it go from grave robbing to archaeology? I don't think you can make the argument Indiana Jones stealing bronze.
We're not
vases,
doing this for science.
Right? Like, you can't. You're just,
you know what's down there.
Yeah. I mean, people aren't. I don't even want to ask that question.
Nope.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Good. Holy Sepulchre Cemetery, the giant one between Lake and Dewey.
Okay.
It's owned by the Catholic Church.
Oh, all right. Are there like...
Duh, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, maybe I missed it. But are there like privately owned, like there's a businessman who puts on a tie every day and goes to the cemetery that he owns?
I don't know if there used to be like family, you know, there's sort of like the really old ones were family owned or like they were on private property. But I think they're run by the municipalities now. I think that Jewish cemetery that's in Greece, like, I forget what the name of it. It's off of Lake. That
Green
might
Road.
Be privately owned, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Timmy, thanks for the call, Barbara. Can you Google, is it legal to privately own a cemetery? Because maybe there's money to be made here.
There's a couple that are owned locally but they're, like, not for profit. I don't know if, like, an individual can own one.
That's what I mean. Will you Google if that's legal?
So does that mean you can start your own cemetery?
That's what I'm trying to figure
out.
Like,
if you bought a plot of land and you said, this is now a cemetery... I guess I don't see why you couldn't.
Do you have to now? I'm going
to
get rid
of it. Well, I'm sure you have to have like a license or something
to do it. What would be preventing the town from allowing you to do it? Because it's not going to make noise.
Yeah.
You don't have a risk of like parties.
Or
traffic's not going to be bad.
Well, you can't. Can you, like, let's say you have a lot of land and you want your family to be buried on the land you own. Can you do that?
Yeah, you're buying the rights to the land. You can't, as an individual, you can't own a cemetery, but as, like, you can buy the land within that, and it's yours, like, the family plot, basically. You own that land, but somebody else, like a not-for-profit or a city or municipality can have it.
All right, so I can't privately own a cemetery.
Better luck next time.
Damn. There was our million-dollar idea. I know. We blew it. Well, Kimmy, you were right the whole time. Now I feel stupid.
I am learning something new about cemeteries today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It was just a matter of time before something like this was going to happen, because it doesn't matter what physical fun thing you do, you can hurt yourself. And most of the time, it's in ways you never see coming. This was presented early on as a safer recreational sport for adults. But now, Kimmy, we are finding, as Maury would say, that was a lie. Timmy got it. Fellow degenerate watching television at 3 o'clock in the
skipping afternoon. Skipping class, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Eye injuries in pickleball are on the rise. So this was a story in a medical journal last week, like a legitimate doctor sit down and read this for research medical journal. There have been just over 3,100 eye injuries.
That's a lot.
Reported between 2005 and 2024 for pickleball. Now, I know over 20 years, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of eye injuries. However, 40% of those eye injuries happened just within the last year.
Yeah.
80% of them, 88%, excuse me, happened between 2022 and 2024. So almost all of them have happened in the last 2 years.
Well, I got to think as that sport becomes more and more competitive, as more and more adults joining it, because I feel like pickleball originally, wasn't it meant to be a kid's, like, playground sport?
Oh, I thought it was for old people.
Because I remember doing it in,
it took off as
gym
an old
class.
Sport. Yeah, I remember it in gym.
Oh, you guys played pickleball?
Yeah. Really? I always thought it was like just a fun like gym class kids sport. I didn't know it was like meant for the older set.
It picked up as like a retirement game, but then it took off as like there are former pro athletes who just took it as a new career.
So even more alarming, as we talk about the old folks, 70% of all of those pickleball eye injuries we just told you about have happened to people over the age of 50.
Okay.
70%. We're talking fastballs to the face, racket in the eye from a teammate. Also, some of these injuries reported in this medical journal were horrific. Like things you'd never expect.
Like almost lost their sight.
Give me like broken orbital bones. Yeah. Yes, orbital bones, eyes coming out.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of the pictures. It looked like people got beat up.
Like you would never expect a plastic ball to be able to do what this ball has done to people's eyes. So here's the thing. All right. There is a balance, if you do adult rec league sports, whatever it is, of keeping yourself safe versus feeling like you look stupid keeping yourself safe. And it's a struggle for people who do active things. Yeah. It starts when you're young, when we're all young.
Mm-hmm.
You're stupid to not want to wear a bike helmet, but no kid ever wanted to wear a bike helmet.
You want to look cool in front of your friends.
Right, and the kids.
Peer pressure.
Exactly. And Kimmy, the kids whose parents made them wear like elbow or knee or wrist guards when they were rollerblading, huge nerd.
Yeah.
Huge nerd. However, some people never grow out of that, and the pickleball eye issue would be eliminated completely simply by wearing a pair of goggles.
Yeah.
Hogers. Horace Grant.
Horace Grant style, yes. But do you want to be that guy or gal wearing a pair of goggles playing pickleball?
But I don't get why you draw the line at goggles, because if you've ever seen people 55 and older playing pickleball, they have the knee braces. They have the ankle braces.
Sure, sure,
they have the elbow wraps. They have their shoulder, the shoulder tape. Like They're willing to protect all other parts of their body, no matter how stupid it looks, but you won't wear the goggles.
I don't know. I don't know why. But I do know we have a man in this room who is exactly this kind of guy that we're talking about. Because, Timmy, you play beer league hockey.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, and you play rec league softball.
Yes, sir.
And I personally have witnessed you hurt yourself playing hockey on multiple occasions.
It still hurts to this day.
Okay, but you wear as little protective gear as possible.
You got to be comfortable out there.
Okay, Timmy. It's beer league hockey.
That's life, man.
It's not life, man. It's the lowest level of beer league hockey
of
on top of that.
Of all the sports, you're not going to protect yourself on skates, on the ice.
It astonishes me. All right, let me tell you a story. So for those who don't follow hockey, 2 years ago, there was a very scary and unfortunate incident in Europe where a guy got his throat cut by a skate and he died.
In like a rec league.
It was in a professional
hockey
game.
Oh, in a professional hockey.
But even in that professional hockey game, they had,
you have all the people on standby waiting for something like that.
You got it. And he passed away. And neck guards have always existed. They've existed for like the last, 30, 40, 50 years. Yeah. But, no adult hockey player would wear a neck guard. Well, after that happened, I was like, and a lot of people, they were like, hey, F this man.
Yeah.
I'm going to start wearing a neck guard. So when I go out and play hockey, I have a neck guard on because I don't feel like getting cut in the throat. And the amount of guys
chirping at you.
Yes, that chirp me, try and make fun of me for wearing a neck guard as a 39-year-old man. Like, are you out of your mind? They'll also do it from behind a cage, which is kind of ironic.
I like my neck in one piece, thank you.
But yeah, that's just it. Like, do you think you're hurting my feelings? Because I got kids, man.
Yeah.
But do you wear a neck guard when you play?
No, I don't.
Why?
Part of it is because of the level. Like, I'm not worried about somebody.
That's the person you got to worry about the most!
No. I haven't worn a neck guard since I was probably 12, and I don't know. I think it's just a comfortability thing. Should I? Probably. Will I?
It's $10, bro.
It's not the money that's the problem. It's okay. Just the idea.
Well, for most of the things, it's the money that's the problem. Like, that was a painful laugh.
Here's the one that I don't understand.
I'm sorry. You don't wear shoulder pads either.
You don't wear
shoulder pads. Okay. Yes. All right.
I just doesn't look like it because I'm tiny.
Good call. You were saying, Kimmy.
The one that I don't understand and. Maybe you guys can better explain it to me because I don't struggle with this. Why don't you guys wear a cup when you're playing certain sports?
Hockey, I always wear a cup.
Do you?
You're crazy not to. Yeah.
If you don't, that's
I
like,
thought there were guys that like didn't, well, and I didn't understand that because it's not like you could see. You're not going to look like a dork wearing one.
Well, rec league softball, that's the big debate in softball, right? Do you wear a cup?
Right,
or
like there are sports where you don't.
I don't wear anything in softball.
So you don't wear any protective gear?
No. There are teams that I play against where they're all padded up in like lacrosse gear. I think that's embarrassing as hell.
Okay, but here's you're talking about the pitchers?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm a pitcher, so I can say that.
So they have like the most common thing you will see in a rec league softball game is a guy wearing a mask, a catcher's mask on the mound, because those balls come screaming off those metal bats at literally 200 miles an hour.
Use a glove, catch it.
Oh my God, you're an idiot. Why would you not wear a mask, Timmy?
What do I need a mask for?
You could
die. It's softball.
You could die. Legitimately.
That's fine, too.
There are guys that catch balls in the face at shortstop, and their face looks like they look like Phantom of the Opera. You're even shorter there.
Catch it.
Oh, my God. You're not that athletic, man.
Sure. Then don't play.
Is that what you're telling yourself?
Terrible time, Timmy. Behind the board today is Tommy is still on vacation. Kimmy, the big girl chair. This may be the last time we ever hear from Timmy based on all of the stupid things he's not wearing playing rec sports.
I mean, again, like you're already wearing dorky things in a lot of these sports. Like I've seen the sweatbands. I've seen like every...
You wear wristbands?
No. No.
No? What are your accessories when you take them out?
I've seen some weird accessories where I'm like, you wear that, but you won't wear the pads.
Do you wear your baseball necklace?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
I only did that recently because of the nerve thing.
Did it help?
No.
No, it didn't.
You got to do what you can when you're in that much pain.
You won't wear a mask to pitch on a softball mound, but you wear a debunked 30 years ago. Okay. 252 WCMF, we started this conversation with eye injuries and pickleball. Over the last 2 years, over 2,500 eye injuries, like catastrophic eye injuries, were reported in this medical journal, and it's as simple as wearing goggles. You could just wear goggles, and no one would get hurt. But
especially if you're already wearing glasses or something, like what's the difference?
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Here's my question: don't you look stupid enough already playing pickleball? Does it really matter what you wear? You're playing a half-ass sport somewhere between table tennis and regular tennis.
You are angering a lot of people, Jeremy.
Yeah, like I really care.
Yeah, you know, I don't even care, man!
What are they going to do, write your station?
Jeremy, I know you're not a big athletic guy. What's the most athletic thing you've done over the last, like, 10 years on a regular basis?
I lift. That's it.
Okay.
And that just requires some kind of strength. I can't move in an athletic way to save my life. The most athletic thing I do is if I drop a knife, I pull my foot out of the way. That's it.
Attaboy.
I mean, but you really look stupid. I mean, come on. You're playing a sport that was invented in someone's driveway in Vermont, and they named it after the dog. So I don't want to hear it. You really look dumb.
Jeremy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes lifted Jeremy. Watch out. He's getting strong. Don't go after him.
I do want to say I have never played pickleball, and I'm afraid to play pickleball because I do feel like it is an addicting sport. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of people that have said, I will never play pickleball. It's so stupid. It's for old people, blah, blah, blah. And now they're in pickleball league. So I am afraid of being addicted to pickleball, which is why I stay away from pickleball.
Look, don't get me wrong, right? I get it. Like, I'm a competitive person.
Yeah.
And we talked about this, you know, on Friday, right? There will be a time where I can no longer do the competitive things I want to do anymore. Sure. I probably shouldn't get in the ring anymore and get hit in the head. I will not be able to play hockey at some point. I get the competition behind it. I get pushing yourself to be to the point where you get injured. I understand it. I just don't get why something so obviously mm-hmm. preventable
yeah.
as an eye injury keeps happening because you don't want to look like a dork doing this already dorky thing.
I wonder when it happens who you're more angry at. Are you angry at the person who hit the ball at you, or are you angry at yourself because you didn't wear that extra protection, or you were in the wrong spot?
It's always you're always angry at the person who.
It's never your own fault.
Yeah,
ever.
Timmy's right. You got to.
I don't want to know what kind of fights are started over something like that.
Well, like, okay,
I know there's a lot of drama in pickleball circles.
Pick your eye off the floor and let's go on. Next point.
Like, does that person get banned now forever from pickleball? The person who hit the ball into the person's
But it's
eye?
An accident. These things happen, right? Like, it always makes me laugh.
Well, Dan's being reckless today.
It always makes me laugh. And you'll see this. You know, I talk about beer league hockey because that's the world that Timmy and I know the most of, rec league sports, right? Like, sticks come up every once in a while. Mm. It happens. And I wear an eye shield, right? So, like, the bottom of my cage is wide open. My daughter knocked my front tooth out playing a couple years ago. And, like, it will happen by accident, but the amount of guys, Timmy, you'll see get furious when a stick comes up by accident at the guy whose stick came up. You could just wear a cage. You could just wear a cage, and none of this is a problem. But nobody. Why?
That one I don't have an answer to because I do wear a cage.
Yeah, you are
because
a cage bitch.
Glasses.
You're a cage ass bitch.
So
put your rec specs on.
Gotta protect the goggles.
Oh, we got more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Coming from a reigning 2025 Adult League kickball champion.
King.
Stop being a wuss. Take your injuries like a man. Of course, we will make fun of you if you show up wrapped in bubble wrap. If you
okay,
are not,
you shouldn't kickball.
That is the sport that I got hurt the most in. I no longer.
Of course,
play
you
it.
Did. Of course, you did.
Tore a groin, broke two fingers. Kickball. No, it's stupid.
It makes the most sense that you would get hurt as an adult playing kickball because it's unnatural movements for a grown ass person.
Yeah, but what are you going to wear to prevent injuries in kickball?
Not play.
Yeah, that's the only way you can prevent that because you're not wearing a helmet playing kickball.
No, it's what's funny about kickball is, you know, the kickball leagues blew up when I was like 18.
Yeah.
Like, we came of age with the kickball leagues. And when they first started, it was all 18 to 25-year-olds. It was a way to meet people.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
More of a social thing.
Exactly. What happened was, over the last 25 years with the adult kickball leagues in Rochester, there are some people that never stopped playing kickball. And you're right, Timmy. It's nothing but injuries from people over 30 playing kickball. Like, nobody realized it seems like a fun, light sport.
Yeah.
And it is the most, from the zero stop to all of the action, you're going to hurt yourself as an old person. It's going to happen.
You get into it and you, like you said, yeah, you don't stop. And it's a thing to do to bond and hang out. And then you end up, like, there are, I don't know if we're at this stage yet, but, like, families began through this league.
Yeah.
Their kids will soon be playing with them and they're going to get hurt with their kids playing kickball.
No, he makes a great
kickball dynasties.
But he makes a great point. My daughter's 15.
Yeah.
If I would have met my wife playing kickball, she'd be 3 years away. We could have a family kickball team. And Timmy, I'm waiting for my daughter to get old enough to play beer league because my whole goal.
Why would you want your daughter to do that?
To play beer league with us?
Yeah.
Because I want to.
Well, you don't see like the psychopaths that you play with. Like, you don't want your kid to become one of them.
All right, so before we go, I'm going to shout it out this way. I think you know these guys. There's this family, the Mendoza family, the nicest people you ever meet. Dad, two sons.
Mm-hmm.
The old man is in the greatest shape I've ever seen for a guy his age. It's astonishing. Looks great in a towel. His two sons, nicest guys you'll ever meet. And we played on a team with them.
Yeah.
And it was like the nicest thing. Like,
yeah, but what if you find out your daughter's like a rec league monster?
She's going to be a rec
league monster. That's the intent, I think.
But like, it was so nice
you have to
like
apologize for your kid taking things too seriously.
It was so nice to watch this.
Sticks to the face.
Come here. I mean, like, every dad wants to spend as much time with their adult kids
as possible.
I can't
think of a time where I would have wanted to play rec league anything with my dad.
Really?
Not now, especially with this pickleball craze that he's in right now.
No, like, I am only staying in hockey shape. You know, beer league hockey shape.
Yeah.
So I can eventually play with my daughter. And
hopefully, you're only going to be disappointed.
Hopefully I can pull
I think you have this idea that it's going to be this beautiful bonding thing. And everybody's going to love us.
No, I have this further fantasy, if I'm going to be even weirder, and I haven't talked to any of the other hockey dads, because there's a bunch of hockey dads that play beer league on my daughter's team, you know, that we all one day have like a daddy-daughter hockey team that we go play, you know, at the ice setter at Fairport. Or
that'll be a fun tournament team, for
right?
sure.
Yeah.
At least the one time, and then you'll never do it again, or it goes well and you do it all the time.
The girl dads, I've already got a team picked up.
Well, I hope it works out for you.
Let's do it, boys, if you're listening. Let's get it all together. All right, let's take a break.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, guess what? Tommy's not here, bitch. Still on his vacation. Kimmy in the big girl chair. Terrible type of Timmy helping us out. And there will be another man who we expected to see on Sunday that may not be there, which leads us to this potential ethical dilemma as Bills fans. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. The Bills have the Carolina Panthers this week coming off the bye. I'm going to remind Kimmy again after a hot take she had last week. Sean McDermott has never lost a game.
Well, stop saying it out loud.
Coming off a bye week. Coming off a bye week, he has never lost a game. And we are going to a city that he knows very well. That
true?
Buffalo to Carolina pipeline has been wide open ever since McDermott took over the job. He was the defensive coordinator in Carolina. So, Timmy all season long. Kimmy all season long. The Bills have anticipated taking on Bryce Young. He was the first overall pick last season.
Correct? 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yes. All right. So, if you missed the Panthers game yesterday, the Panthers beat the Jets. Awesome for us.
Yeah.
But it was at the expense of quarterback Bryce Young. He left the game with an ankle injury. Ooh. He couldn't even put weight on it when he was leaving the game.
That's not good.
So he's up in the air, which means on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills could be facing off against the Red Rifle himself, quarterback Andy Dalton.
One of those guys who just pops up every now and then. And you say, hey, I didn't know that guy was still around.
Still around. In the league. For Bills fans that may not remember, Andy Dalton holds a special place in Buffalo Bills history. It was his comeback win all the way back in 2017?
New Year's Eve.
Yep.
You got it. That helped propel the Bills into the playoffs and ended the drought. And the romance with the Red Rifle and Bills Mafia began from that point. Bills fans flooded his charity with donations.
And that was kind of the first time they did that, right? How they became known for that, I
you
should
say. You got it, yes. So he then comes to Buffalo the next season in a preseason game. Bills fans gave him a standing ovation. He got on the microphone at the stadium. He thanked all of the Bills fans for the money. And that was that. That was that. Or so we thought. Because I don't believe, unless I'm wrong, 252 WCMF, the Bills have played Andy Dalton in the regular season since that night.
I thought that they did. I thought he was... Didn't he get, like, a standing ovation in Buffalo?
Yeah, at the preseason game, like I just said.
Oh, it was preseason.
Yeah, what is it about that chair? Is
no, like... But I'm saying I thought that was a regular season game.
No, that was a preseason
game.
Oh, okay. Because he didn't actually play in that game.
I stand corrected. So, yeah, that would make sense. Then.
I don't believe we've played him in the regular season since. And are any Bills fans conflicted about this, or do we not care anymore? Have we brushed off Andy Dalton to the side now that we've had all this massive success with Josh Allen?
Well, I mean, I don't think Bills fans, it's not that they don't like the guy.
You don't have any negative feelings about having to go out and destroy Andy Dalton on Sunday, potentially?
No, because he's not even, like, it doesn't even really feel like that's his team, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, he's not usually even the starting quarterback there, so I don't feel that bad about
it. Was a home game in 2019.
2019, yep,
week
now
three,
I remember.
Not preseason, okay. Week three.
It was? No, there was a preseason game the next year. They brought his ass in.
Yes, but.
But they did play
they
him,
did
okay.
Play
they have played
yeah.
him
the following year.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
And it's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
I do feel a little bit of a way about this, man. Because, like, it is a reminder of how far we've come and how much we've forgotten.
Yeah.
How much it sucked.
How much that man meant to us.
Well, I mean, just Andy Dalton as a representation
yeah.
is a representation of how much that drought, how miserable it was. Because I was in a bar in Fairport when we won that thing on New Year's Eve.
I'll never forget.
Samesies.
Yeah.
There were men crying. Grown men were crying in a bar in Fairport because we had simply made the playoffs. We backdoored our way into the playoffs because Andy Dalton led a miraculous
Simpler
comeback.
Times.
Right? Like, I mean, now we're freaking out because the Bills have lost two straight games for the sixth straight year.
Crush him!
Seriously, they want to fire Sean McDermott for it. Like, it is. I think this Andy Dalton starting potentially for the Panthers on Sunday is almost the universe's way of giving us perspective as Bills fans. Remember how bad it was and how good it has become because of the people that are in charge of this team right now. Does that make sense?
So you think that Andy Dalton is a symbol of that?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I think that when I see Andy Dalton.
You don't think of the drought when you see
Andy Dalton. I just think, hey, that guy ended the drought. Look at him.
How are you so nonchalant about that?
I don't know. He's just not a guy you think of that often. That's all.
No, I get it.
And then I wonder, how old is he? He's kind of old, right?
He's got to be 30. I'm going to say 37. Timmy, can we get an age?
38.
Ah,
I was 38.
Look at that.
Damn. Pretty now dangerous. I feel old.
You are old.
I know.
Okay.
Really sad.
No, you're super old. You couldn't even play quarterback in the NFL right
now. I couldn't. Yeah, I'd be out.
252 WCMF. Andy Dalton looks like he will be starting at quarterback for the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. The man who helped the Bills end the drought back in 2017. And, you know, I was thinking last night, too. It's been so long. Are there any players left on this Bills roster that were there the night that Andy Dalton helped end the drought? Poyer, but he's back because he's like...
Was he there then, though? Or
yes,
was he there following year?
He was there. I'm almost positive he was there.
Okay.
Timmy, can we get a 2017 Bills roster? Can we get a Jordan Poyer?
Who would have been there?
Tyrod's a quarterback. He's gone. Shady running back. He's gone.
Yeah.
Kyle Williams.
Yeah,
he's
I mean,
gone.
they've had a lot of turnover since then.
Well, yeah, it's also been 8 years.
Reed Ferguson.
Ah, long
That's
snapper.
The list.
Is that it?
That's it.
Was Poyer not on that team?
Does not look like it.
Yeah, I thought he was there. He came with Hyde the next year. I
thought that he came the first year McDermott came. So that's it. Long snapper Reed Ferguson would be the only player left over from the drought era. Man,
sticking around.
Look how far we've come, everybody.
Yeah.
How about look at us, huh?
Yeah.
And it's so funny. It's been so long. You now have players that weren't even around for the drought that are aging out of being on this team. You think of a guy like Matt Milano.
Yep. Yeah. They are gone before, come and go before it even gets to that point.
Yeah. All right. So here's the other thing. And Timmy, you watch more NFL football, like league-wide, than we do here.
Yes.
I don't know if seeing Andy Dalton on Sunday is better or worse for the Bills' chances of getting a win.
Well, yeah, it always kind of screws up a team when they don't know who to prepare for, right? Because, I mean, Bryce Young could still potentially – he's not ruled out yet, obviously.
He didn't look good coming off the field yesterday.
I don't know. Ankle injuries are
– I think Andy Dalton is better than Bryce Young, but I think they're stuck with Bryce Young because of where they drafted him.
So you're saying the Bills are
I mean, he's had a pretty up-and-down season.
So the Bills are at a worse spot having to play Andy Dalton.
If I'm Bills fan, I would much rather see Bryce Young, And I do have to make an addendum. Poyer was, but he's not longest tenured because he was in Miami last
year. Gotcha. Told you.
You were right.
Yeah, but I was also wrong about not seeing Andy Dalton in the regular season. So everybody's winning, everybody's losing here. It's funny. Like, the feelings I have for Andy Dalton, because I do hold him close to my heart, they will disappear the second the game starts.
Well, he's also not known to be a dick either, so he's not even, like, a guy that you can root against normally.
I look at him as, like, a sad story, right? Like, he was there right before the Bengals found, like, a little bit of success. And it wasn't his fault they weren't good, you know? It's just like...
Yeah.
He's like one of those guys.
His talent was kind of wasted.
He's one of those guys that you'll forget was a good quarterback 15 years from now.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
He was a big name, just never accomplished much.
Remember, like, somebody says the name like Kerry Collins, and you're like, yeah, that guy was a decent quarterback, yeah. And you know, what he remembers him. All right, let's take a break.